Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's the Rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Got some bad news over the weekend as Memphis Grizzlies reserve, maybe a future star, we shall see, Gigi Jackson has undergone surgery or will undergo surgery, one of the two, and he will miss some time. He was playing pickup basketball. He was just dribbling up and down the court like you do in basketball, right? And unfortunately for him, he came down on his foot wrong and is now going to have to undergo foot surgery this off season. So, you know, obviously it doesn't sound like something that's going to keep him out, you know, extended time into, you know, November, you know, December, January. But it is nonetheless not good news, right? Nonetheless, it is not something that you want to see for a young player. You know, who's expected to be some part of your rotation. Now, again, it's not the end of the world. He's going to return. He's going to – maybe he'll even be ready for the start of the season in some capacity. We don't know. But, again, this is a foot injury, and it's just something that you just never want to see. You know, we've certainly gotten no shortage of those around here over the years.
That's, you know, it's a blow for the young man. Yeah, you know, he was excited about the upcoming season, about seeing what he could get and all that. But I would, in the same breath, tell you, you know, kid, there's going to be bumps and bruises and setbacks and all that your whole career. You're 19 years old. This is going to happen, and it can certainly happen in the off season, man. You know, everybody's playing ball. Everybody's playing pickup. These kinds of things happen. I'm just hopeful he can make a quick recovery and hopefully doesn't mess anything up. I know the folks that were eager to push Gigi up into the rotation as high as possible. Some even talking about, you know, starter this year in a year that he's, you know, 19 years old. The idea that you'd, you know, force him in. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about down the road, but force him on a team that has to be a contender now, I always thought was pretty far-fetched. So, yeah, a little bit of a setback for Gigi, but he's so young.
Yep.
He'll be just fine.
Yeah, so, I mean, look.
By the time he's needed on this team to contribute, he'll be more than ready to do so.
Yeah, agreed. But, you know, for some people that had him as the starter this year, you know.
Like you.
That may ultimately.
That's a blow.
Yeah.
The cult of Gigi. He's got a little cult.
The cult of personality.
Yeah.
The cult of personality.
There you go.
You like
playing that at the game on Saturday?
They were playing. The DJ was doing a lot, man. Whoever it was, that man was, he was in there wanging. Yeah, this
was an old.
You need to listen to it.
I've heard it, dude.
Oh my God!
I literally just did it.
That's Brandon Thomas's music! Oh my God! Look in Ryan's eyes.
Look in my eyes.
What do you see? The 2.6 YPC.
I know you're angry.
We're good. We're going that thing when we want to.
Oh, yeah.
yeah. 2.6 YPC. Oh, yeah. The 2.6 YPC.
Well, I'll have you know our offense is 10th in the country after week one.
Even with the rushing?
Yes.
Damn.
Still 10th.
Fred's 5 milli.
We only fell one spot.
Not on DirecTV. Not on DirecTV.
And we climbed 18 spots on defense, which matters more.
No football on DirecTV. Hold on, wait. No Mickey Mouse or Disney XD. What are we gonna do for CJ tonight? Guess we'll get on that Super Fox Shanghai.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, this has actually turned out to be not that bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. What was it? And Cult of Personality.
Living Color.
Yeah. That was their name, wasn't it?
2.6 YPC.
Was it really in Living Color, like the show? That was the group name?
Yeah.
Weird.
This is CM Punk's entrance.
Remember
music.
The dude with the dreads? Like, he would.
Oh,
it was awesome.
The group themselves.
Yeah, they were fun.
Go ahead, you try, Jason. Weird. How many yards?
2.6 YPC. I think it was 2.6.
I think it was 2.5. Might have been 2.5.
Might have been.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
you're talking about a top 10 offense in the country.
Sutton Smith.
It was 2.3.
Dude from UMass.
2.3.
What's his name?
Again, another one.
The kid.
Dude from UMass. The dude from UMass. No, but thank God for
that's our whole roster. From?
That's what I would say. Thank God.
DeRossier.
Okay, yeah, that's not
DeRoziers.
Robert Dozier. It's Robert Dozier. That's our running back.
It's like DeRossier.
No, listen.
Who you asking?
This was a segment about Gigi. I think this sort of underscores our level of concern, which is that it's just not. We're more concerned about Memphis' running game right now than we are Gigi's ability to play basketball at a high level. What's the old setback? For a setup or something, setback for a comeback. I don't know. Whatever they say these days on Instagram, but you can't hold him down too long. He'll be back ready to go for the season at some point, and it'll just look a little different maybe than it was going to before the injury.
Next story.
John talked about it's Sunday that it happened, and it happened right before the USC LSU game. Many of us had seen the commercials saying that there was an issue with DirecTV and DirecTV stream customers and Disney coming up that would involve obviously ABC, which was carrying that game on Sunday night, and obviously involve all of ESPN's networks, Disney as well, and 11 million satellite subscribers all told. Feels like more. But I guess those numbers have come down over the years, certainly for DirecTV. But no end in sight at this point. John mentioned it, and I think it's worth mentioning again. He's trying to save you bucks. There is a place over at DirecTV where you can go get $20 off in terms of a discount off of your current bill. But no indication on when this might be alleviated. The problem might be alleviated. Maybe it won't. Maybe this will be a long haul thing. Who knows? I know for me, it's up to $119.34 per month. And the only reason I'm with DirecTV Stream, which used to be, AT&T Stream, whatever it was, they basically just kind of crossed us over. But the only reason I'm with them is because they've got Bally's, which some providers do not have.
Right.
So there's, you know, it's got me at $119.34, no extra HBO, Cinemaxes, everything else, just hold on to Bally's. Now you're taking away my Disney, my ESPNs. I would just say that DirecTV Stream better be careful here on what they're, you know, sort of how much they're charging based on, you know, now what's been taken away. I would tell you, all I've got is Bally's. Well, what's to keep me from going, just cutting it off, going to the Bally's app?
Right.
I'm saving bucks there, and heck, I can watch, you know, ESPN on ESPN Plus or whatever else, or Superbox, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I just think DirecTV better be careful here because I can't tell you there's – you've already lost millions of customers as it is. If you're down to 11 million,
yeah,
better be careful here on what you're willing to let, you know, be taken away, taken off the air, and think that subscribers are going to stay with you. So we'll see.
I mean, YouTube TV is definitely the winner in all of this because they have Sunday Ticket. right?
Yeah, I mean, they got that. They're forced to come there because of that, but they don't have Bally's.
They don't have Bally's, but,
Which is why I jumped off.
I mean, that is unfortunate for, you know, Memphians, but, I mean, look, you have two choices. You're either going to overpay for Xfinity, or you're going to have to sacrifice...
I just listen on the radio.
ESPN. You can listen to the radio as well, but some people do like to watch, you know, so I will, reserve some space for those people. But you either have to, you know, overpay for Xfinity, or you have to, in terms of if you want to watch it, sacrifice, at the moment, you know, any Disney property on DirecTV.
Don't we think next year that there will be a better deal for these NBA games than Bally's? In other words, this is a year puddle jump to get to next year.
I don't know. I mean, some teams are doing like the, you know, their own networks. I would like... In a perfect world for the Grizzlies to be available for everybody on a local channel.
That'd be nice.
You know, I mean, I know they used to be.
Like cut a deal with like KNO or Channel 5 or one of these sub.
Yeah, probably not KNO, but somebody.
That's been done before, by the way. Tigers used to cut those deals.
Absolutely right. I mean, you know, it's no secret. This is a poor city that does love its basketball teams.
Facts.
And so, you know, if we can in any way make it more accessible to people, I'm in favor of that. Now, there's a lot that goes into that, but, you know, I don't think you'll have any problem selling advertising for the Grizzlies and making it worth everybody's while. So, it's a new brave world. I mean, I think it's crazy that DirecTV has not yet struck a deal with, like, they have no leverage in the situation. Like, that is only going to get worse. I can only imagine the calls and the emails and everything like that. I mean, especially like right before the LSU game, which was awesome, by the way. I can only imagine how angry people were on Labor Day weekend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
At the timing. That's usually how it works, right? Usually they make sure to take the stuff off in the agreement.
That's their leverage.
Yeah. Like, hey, you don't want to pay us? No problem. How about no LSU or USC?
Yeah, we'll pull it off right before it starts so your customers will go nuts on it.
Max Payne.
That's their leverage.
Max Payne.
That's why they did it.
You're just going to look up and you're going to be paying X, 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 and X just to have everything. Because, look, we've talked about this before. NFL starts this week. You haven't even mentioned it. I don't know what the hell is wrong with you. But you have to have, you know, Amazon Prime for Thursday night. You got to have Sunday Ticket if you want to watch all the games. You got to have ESPN, you know, for Monday nights. You got to have NBC and Peacock, you know, for those special broadcasts, mm-hmm. right? So, you know, it is a lot. It is a lot in this day and age, you know, and people are struggling, you know, but not if you have the Superbox, I think is the lesson here. I mean, you're living good.
Again, saving 4 years. I think that should have been our logo, our brand, saving you 4 years.
How long have you had it?
Five plus now. I've got two of them now. I've invested twice.
And no,
it's doing so well.
And no,
knocks at the door from the FBI.
No, I'm talking about
So that's what you wished upon me from the get go. Y'all were rooting against me.
Operating efficiency.
Bro, it is both still working, including the original, which I had no problem switching over to ABC. You think you're going to keep me off USC LSU?
No, I do. I knew better than that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and I definitely knew better.
So, Superbox, saving 4 years.
But so...
DirecTV is making a foolish decision here.
I have a question on the Superbox, because I'm looking at them, and I'm looking at investigating.
The only issue is, there is one issue before
it's
you ask the question. No, and now that's not even as big.
Okay.
Hell, it feels like I'm watching it, because what are you on, John?
YouTube TV.
Your delay is just as long as mine is.
Yep.
John's rarely ahead of me. The only issue now with Superbox, me going completely over, I don't get Memphis local news.
Oh, that's okay.
So I get Nashville, I get Aliquippa,
that's
stuff
totally
that
fine.
I don't even need, but I don't get Ernie and Val.
Is it the same as the 4K, like the zip drive that I can put the, like the drive?
Oh, no, it's like a little box.
Can I do that?
I don't know what you got there.
Because it says Superbox, and it's $129 on Amazon.
Yeah, I don't know what you got there. That's different.
It's called an HDMI transmitter receiver.
Yeah, that's different than what Uncle Mike's selling.
That's what comes up on our Superbox. Yeah. So you can't buy these on Amazon. This is a Walmart thing.
Yeah, you can just go to superbox.com. You have to change it over from Chinese, but if you change it over to English, everything's right there for you. Now, which version do you have? The S6 Ultra? You got that one?
I think that is my second one.
Yeah,
I can
yeah,
now
yeah,
fast forward
yeah,
and
yeah,
stuff
yeah,
on
yeah.
this one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
might get one of these.
So the way this works to buy one, you do have to, and I know you didn't say that, but to buy one, you do have to, at least online, pledge allegiance to Xi Jinping. Now,
he's lying.
You've done that twice.
He's lying.
You've done that twice.
I have to become a communist?
Look at how I'm laughing at him.
Now you ha- now
that is a lie.
I have to be a communist to buy this thing?
He did that when he signed up for TikTok. He already gave his soul over to China.
No, dude.
They're in his home every night.
There's a sucker boy.
China had his dinner with John. They had his table.
Yeah, they got him.
When Jason bought the, he said, he left a note. He said, Taiwan is China. That's what he said.
Are you on Temu, John?
That's what he said. No, I don't do Temu.
Are you on it, Jason?
I'm not on Shein.
No.
They say don't do it because, like, your stuff goes straight over there.
I'm not on Shein. I'm not on none of that. You know, everything I have is made in America, okay?
Yep.
Except pretty much everything I have.
Now, they got my wife on that Shein stuff.
They did. Fast fashion, brother.
Yeah.
You know, if they can't get in at the, the head of household knocking, they're going to try the side door.
That's right.
And go in with some of that Shein.
Now, are you willing to pledge allegiance to China for the Super Bowl?
You don't have to do that.
No,
I got you, and I always will. It was a one-time purchase. I hadn't paid a thing. I was able to be fall back on last night, two nights ago, when they pulled the cord out on me on DirecTV Stream. Still working.
Every day at 5:30 in the morning.
Hard knocks.
The Super Bowl.
It uploads your info.
Transmits a Chinese national anthem that he has to stand for. He does it every morning.
You do that on TikTok.
Tough.
You already do that. You paying China more with TikTok than I am.
Look, no, I'm not paying.
And they're actually saving me money.
No, that's interesting.
Yeah, they haven't done a damn thing for you.
Bro, Thursday.
You do make a compelling case.
Do I get the NFL game Thursday if I have Amazon Prime?
Go back to your point on what it's going to cost to watch every single NFL game this year.
It's quite
stupid.
It's about $1,000 when you add them all up. That's what we have from Pompliano, or close to it.
Right.
You're approaching that now.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. More ridiculous than what it was when it was just DirecTV, and you were paying, what, $400 or whatever? It's more than that now when you add up everything. And so y'all going to fault me? For paying $250 for a one-time fee for a box that does it all?
I'm with you.
And has done it now, what, four, five, six seasons? And has saved me all that money? No way. Thank you, China. But I ain't standing up.
Yeah, you stood up every day at 5:30.
I ain't standing up. Ain't nobody got to stand up. He does that on TikTok.
Now, you make an interesting case on TikTok. That's a good one.
Yeah, I don't
have
TikTok.
I spend too much time on there, and it's definitely...
They're in your whole home. They know everything about you.
It's definitely a Chinese spying app.
That hasn't done anything for you in the way that this box has done for me.
Yeah, no, there's no question. You could just start to see, but I'll say this. Like, I don't think Twitter is that much better in this day and age. I mean, Twitter's just become nothing but misinformation here, there, and everywhere. I mean, it's just like agenda after agenda being pushed and every little thing that happens being sort of weaponized or mischaracterized and exaggerated. Like, I jokingly brought up the Venezuelan gang thing today. Like, people on Twitter believe that is actually happening. People believe in Aurora, Colorado on Twitter that a Venezuelan gang has infiltrated an apartment complex in, of all places, Aurora, Colorado. They believe that because that is what they are reading on social media. Mm. I mean, it really is going to be the downfall of civilization. I hate to go there because we're talking about DirecTV. You know, DirecTV not having football is not the end of civilization. But, I mean, I do think social media will be a contributor because we are getting to a place where people are not educated. They're not going to school. That we saw that, right? Higher education, higher institution rates are going down. So those are going down. Social media use is going up. Misinformation going up. And most people are not going to be able to discern the difference between what is real and what is fake, especially when you introduce these deep fakes. AI. I mean, you guys hear these voices, right? You guys see these faces, these fake things. It's scary.
Mm-hmm. It's fact.
And we're going to be in a time where people are less and less equipped to determine is what I'm reading, is what I'm seeing, is what I'm hearing real or fake. You know what I'm saying? I don't mean to depress you, dude. I mean, I know, you know, you've been through enough this weekend, but
I have. It's
something that, like, what are we doing? Like, how are we combating this?
I'm just on the super box, but I'll let you fix the world.
Yeah, I mean, it's just something, like, you know, you gotta think about it.
You got more time than me, so you can do it.
I just
in social media.
I not end it, but, like, let's regulate it. Let's, you know, or let's fix something
That's
else.
That's gray territory.
Let's fix something else. Let's
just get you off TikTok first. That can be a start.
I'm not the problem. I can tell the difference between what is real. I know how to investigate, right? Mm-hmm. I know. And here's the other thing. These news stories that you Google look realer and realer. They do. Like, there's these sort of mock sites. Like, I mean, if you didn't have a background in the stuff, you wouldn't know the difference. And I'm talking about 95% of people. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you didn't have a background in news and journalism and things like that, you would just see it's on the website and you would think it is 100% real. This is accurate. This is a news site. But, you know, again, we've had this discussion before about sort of the, you know, the sowing of the distrust in the news media that has been taking place. And it's only getting worse when people can't tell the difference between the real and the fake. So, anyway, Caitlin Clark, that's real. Next, let's do this.
Next story.
Because we did this all off-season long, all summer long. I just want to officially congratulate Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever because she has willed them to their first above 500 record since 2019.
Amazing.
2019.
Man, they wrote her off.
They wrote her off. She ain't right back,
though. She ain't right back, though.
She ain't right back, though. They said it was a two-horse race for the Rookie of the Year. Mm. That's what they said.
It was for a little while.
It was never. It was a three-legged race. That's what it was. And she was way, way, way out in front. And she continues alongside her amazing teammates like Kelsey Mitchell and Lexi Hull, just to name a few. But she is willing the Indiana Fever to playoff contention, dare I say title contention. And Cheryl Swoops has been taken off the broadcast because she can't handle the truth. I mean, it's just...
What happened with that?
She apparently was like going at Caitlin Clark. And she when they played the Dallas Wings over the weekend, she was not a part of that broadcast. So, and I get the sense that she typically is. So, listen, I think you've handled it with grace and class. You know, I mean, you'll always have the rebounds. Those are fun. Those are a lot of fun. Yeah. But you take
Rodman.
You take Kennedy Carter out of that equation, and my God, I mean, y'all look like a mess. Y'all really look like a JV team without Kennedy Carter out there. But again, I just wanted to sort of leave the space. We have not talked about WNBA in quite a while.
Yeah.
But we did.
I appreciate you bringing it back.
I can't remember how he left it. I couldn't remember how he left it. Did we leave it?
I think the Olympics.
Slight favorite. Oh, yeah, you're right. When she was left off the Olympic team, right?
Yeah, that was heavy.
Which you and Bomani said was the right thing to do.
And we almost lost the damn gold medal game.
Which was the most foolish thing I've ever heard.
If Caitlin Clark was out there, we'd have won every game by 70 points or more.
No, she doesn't deserve to be here.
No, I don't think. I just didn't have any outrage for it, right? Like, I don't care. I don't want to sit here and, like, you know. But what I do care about is accuracy.
That she beat Angel for Rookie of the Year.
No,
that's what you care about.
She didn't just beat Angel. Oh no, she lapped her 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times.
Well, I mean, I'll take you getting 7 times, and we still set the rebounding record. We're Dennis Rodman. You'll take that L.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't just say we're sorry out here.
No, y'all ain't sorry.
No,
y'all ain't sorry. Y'all got some promise for sure.
You got Larry Bird out there.
Yeah. Larry Bird, but Larry Bird was never compared to Dennis Rodman. You know what I'm saying? And that's what y'all tried to do. Maybe not you, but a lot of people were trying to compare Larry to Rodman, which is just not, we're not dealing in the same, this is not Larry Magic.
Right.
This is just not that. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Maybe like
I think it is, though, in terms of attention, people that actually, you know, paying attention to this thing, it kind of is more Larry Magic than it is
You do have that
Larry
dynamic.
Rodman. Yeah, a lot more people paying attention. And again, it gets so tense, man, because it's so divided against racial lines.
Yeah, I'm getting tense right now.
You got to be careful with it. But congratulations.
See, look at us coming together. We're solving racism. Look at this.
I don't think so.
I think we just did it, man. Look at this.
But some of us were saying, yes, she's going to be great when things settle down. Like that, some of us had the right takes.
Yes.
But it'll be the few wrong ones. And again, a little bit of a bit.
A little bit of a bit.
Uh-huh. Taking Angel Reese over Caitlin Clark.
Okay. Well, that's what I would say, too.
I wouldn't mash too hard on this.
You remember that MTV commercial? We got to celebrate our differences. That's what we're doing right now, man. We're celebrating our differences. You know what I'm saying? You got Angel, which is, she's a very promising player.
We do. Where Chicago's going to be happy.
She's got a chance, you know, in the next 5-10 years. You
Cardozo.
Know, we got Caitlin, who is the present. You know what I'm saying? We got the here, now,
well, the present
forever.
Is Las Vegas and Deja.
We got to celebrate
Asia.
Our differences. Okay, we got to, because it gets graphic, but yeah.
I can feel this with a lot of Cooper Flag talks we'll have in the future.
Oh, yeah, exactly right.
This is not a lot. I don't think we're allowed to play that.
No, we're not allowed.
Why are you singing this?
Because
I just am learning about this.
I only sang the one line.
This gets really, really rough.
Yeah, it's satire. It's an MTV.
Well, the '90s were different. They were different. Do this kind of stuff. Yeah, this are. Is not. This is now
Danger.
Banned.
That was radio in the '90s, by the way.
And they cover all of these different cultures, and they eviscerate them.
They sure do. But we're celebrating our differences, and that's the point. That's what I'm trying to say.
What are we
doing? Is that me and Jason just did that right here on the show? You know,
solo.
He congratulated Caitlin Clark.
I gave her a respect burger two weeks ago.
Yeah, you did.
Respect.
But the bit is that I hate her. We'll stick with it.
I just can't. You can't do it enough. Anyway, Indiana Fever above 500 for the first time since 2019. Caitlin Clark. Let's go.
Next story.
Trent Williams is on his way home, and that's back with San Francisco. The holdout is over, apparently, and San Fran's now going to have everything that it needs for a run at the NFC Championship. Now, that's just a few days removed from not having Brandon Ayuk or him in the fold. And I suppose if you're Trent Williams, you can be a little bit mad that Brandon Ayuk got done first. He was the one that was a little bit more vocal and public about it. Than you were. All you did was handle your business and hold out, but you didn't take it public, didn't erase social media ties to your team, that kind of thing. But Trent Williams is in, so all those that were going to be rooting against San Francisco or thinking they were going to be down this year, that it was Detroit's to win, that may still be the case. But San Francisco's going to have all of their pieces. And it's weird because it felt like at one point Pittsburgh thought they had Brandon Ayuk and maybe some other teams, and then you saw teams dip out. And those that did were appropriate to do so, because in the end, it looked like Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers always wanted to be together, and they were wasting other teams' time. And now, maybe more importantly, with Trent Williams in the fold, ahead of a very important season opener against the Jets, San Francisco is full throttle. And I will tell you that the happiest man about it is Brock Purdy, who was getting knocked around quite a bit in the preseason, but now he's got his blindside man back. And Trent Williams, who continues to be, you know, most people call him the most dominant tackle in football at, you know, well into his upper 30s now, getting his money from San Francisco. So headaches over, it would appear, for the 49ers for the time being. Their season opener against the Jets Monday night, so one of many good games this week. We'll talk about it at some point.
Yeah.
Baltimore and the Chiefs on Thursday, and you got a good one on Friday down in Brazil. With what the you've got Green Bay versus the Eagles, and so plenty of fantastic NFL games that I'm looking forward to talking about as well.
Yeah, by the way, X is banned in Brazil right now.
Didn't know that.
So you won't be seeing tweets from that game in Brazil if that's what you're looking for. But I don't think anybody cares about that. I think people care about the game itself, the broadcast. That'll be fun to have a big, meaningful Friday night game on a Friday night. I just kind of repeated myself there, but yes, that will be awesome. I mean, Chiefs Ravens revenge game from that, you know, what was it, the title game? It was, right?
Mm-hmm.
AFC title game. I think the Chiefs are a bit worse than they were a year ago defensively, but I think they're a bit better offensively with the addition of Worthy.
Agree.
So I think it's kind of like a net zero there with the Chiefs. And then I would say the Ravens are worse on both sides of the ball. They lost Queen. Defensively, is he with you guys?
No.
Now, where did Queen go? But he's gone now, and I think they lost some offensive linemen as well. Queen's with the Steelers now. So
McDonald, right?
Yeah, they also lost him too.
Right.
So I think the Ravens are, I mean, I think they're significantly worse. Now, again, this was, what, plus 4.5 in Baltimore in the playoffs for the Kansas City Chiefs. They were plus 4.5. on the road, so now they're at home. 7-point swing feels about right. I think I probably would be on Kansas City if I had to choose in this game, -3, although I'm not running to bet it. And for the 49ers, I mean, that was non-negotiable. I mean, they didn't get Trent Williams back. You might as well just call it a season, because when he's not on the field, you know, Purdy looks a lot worse. Mm-hmm. The offense looks a lot worse. He's not going to have any practice. Most people like the Jets against them in week one. If it's starting to feel a little too trendy, but I mean, it's definitely a concern that the guy has not, you know, been getting in any practice. Now, he's a vet; he knows exactly. He's been in the system for a long time. It's not like he's going to have to learn anything new. But that is the trendy pick of the week. It feels like, Jason, 49ers, Jets, and people going with the Jets. Are you a believer?
No. Trent knows how to handle business. He knows how to sit out. I've got to see it with Aaron Rodgers. Before I believe it with that Jets defense.
Yeah.
let me see it with Aaron coming off of an Achilles, 40-something years old.
Yep. So, yeah, NFL is back, man. And who you got? You got the Titans. You guys got the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
Money's coming in on the Titans. Does that surprise you at all?
Does it surprise me? No. I wouldn't say it surprises
Rookie me. Quarterback at home laying four. They're probably just saying, hey, Titans can keep it within a field goal.
Yeah.
That kind of makes some sense. I don't know, though. But the Titans are just so used to winning a certain kind of way. Like, how are they going to do when you can't just lean on a battering ram running back to get you 5, 6, 7 yards when you need it? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just like I don't know. I'm curious. I'm very curious. Like, they're one of the teams I'm most curious about this season in terms of new regime, probably overdue, new way of doing it. You know, modernize your team. I'm just not sure how seamless it will be. They in theory have the pieces, right? I mean, you bring in Pollard, Hopkins, Ridley. You know, Tyler Boyd. I mean, in theory, they've done what you have to do, to do that. I'm just skeptical that it all comes together like that. The defense looked kind of iffy in the preseason as well. So they're one of the teams where, and it's a test. It's a test for you guys because they're not exactly the team that you're getting up for.
Right.
You know, it's not the Packers coming into Chicago week one. So, you know, it'll be
interesting. Gotta respect them.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that works. And because Eberflus is one of the coaches that people are like, hey, you know, if this doesn't get off to a hot start, he's going to be under the microscope because you have a stallion in theory with that offense,
right?
And you can't be wasting it. You cannot be on a coach that isn't Eberflus a defensive guy anyway,
mm-hmm. from Indianapolis.
So, yeah, so I mean, we'll see. And that defense has a lot to prove as well. A lot of good pieces, but it's got to come together. So yeah, week one is here, man. And that's how you know we're back in full swing. When NFL gets back, college football is rolling. We are back indeed. We'll come back. Jeff Calkins will join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him, get his thoughts on Memphis's opener, the experience at Simmons Bank, and more. Stick around. Jason and John, IDTurn FM, ESPN.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Beach open at the Bible. I'm back, Jason and John, already trying to film ESPN. We talked a little bit about it in the open. Georgia beat the brakes off of Clemson, ran away from the second half. It just kind of looked like more of the same for Clemson offensively. Just no explosion, nothing downfield. Georgia's speed was just too much, you know. And we were talking about, you know, the white wide receivers. I mean, I know Roddy White was saying Clemson had too many white dudes on the field. I don't know if you saw that tweet. He said that was Clemson's biggest problem, according to Roddy White. But Georgia's white dudes were blowing past them. They just got the wrong ones at Clemson. And so Georgia opens their season with a resounding win over the Clemson Tigers. Dabo Swinney was talking to the media today, and he was on one. This is what he said.
Y'all gonna write crap. Y'all gonna write terrible stuff. And when we do great, y'all gonna write great stuff. You know, that's okay. I mean, everybody's got a job to do. It's okay. That's okay. I don't take it personal. You know, I don't read it or listen to it. It doesn't affect me. I love my job. I love what I do. I love all of it. And y'all can't change that. Nothing you can write, nothing you can say can change that. I love what I do. I love these kids. I love my purpose in life. And my life is on a foundation that doesn't change. It just doesn't. And, you know, so hopefully that's something that our kids will learn as they go through, you know, moments like this, that they can learn how to, you know, handle adversity, learn how to handle success, because you're gonna have both in life. And that's a great part of what football teaches.
So he says it doesn't affect them. I don't know. It seems like that's not true. Dan Wilkins says it's not true. Dan Wilkins says he does read it, and it does impact them personally. I'm not saying that makes him a bad person or not. But I think what the real problem is that as we continue to see, is that there just seems to be no urgency to change his ways. There seems to be no desire to change what you're doing. You're digging into a process that was good for you 5, 6, 7 years ago, but is no longer, right? I mean, we saw Nick Saban once upon a time go out and hire Lane Kiffin. That was against everything that Nick Saban ever would have stood for, right? But he knew, even though it didn't necessarily work out the way everybody hoped, he was saying, I have to evolve. I have to adapt. And I'm like, when is that going to happen with Dabo? Because it's like staring him in the face. When is he going to have that revelation? Because it seems like he's resisting it to this point, Jason.
Yeah, I think it was Shannon made the comparison too of Coach K and the hesitation to go after one and dones, and wanting to be the guy that could prove to the rest of college basketball that you didn't have to do it, sort of going the old school way. And I get the sense that that's what we all do, that Dabo's doing here. It was pointed out, too, that over the weekend that there's only a couple other schools that aren't doing transfer portal. It's this, like the service academies.
Mm-hmm.
What are we talking about here? So this is Dabo trying to show us, being stubborn,
yep,
that he can win his way. In a college football world, that's changed a lot just here very, very quickly.
Yep.
And I think that he doesn't want to acknowledge that he's got to change with it. And that's fine. I mean, you can understand why he's that way when you've won. You know, you're one of few with multiple championships. You've won big. You don't want to change.
Yep.
But Kay had to. It's the same thing. I mean, I'd more use his example because he won before. College basketball changed. Kay didn't want to embrace one and dones. Eventually, he had to stay at the top. And you can be slow to change, but ultimately you will come around to it. And you can act like you're not listening or reading what people are writing about you. You can do all that at the front. I'm sure Kay did it initially when those Duke fans were pushing him, saying, man, we need to do this to get to the top. Ultimately, you will have to fold. I mean, you can play this as long. If you want to stay at the top in today's game, you're going to have to change.
Yep.
We'll see how long he holds out. Again, this is archaic. The guy across from him is doing it, we would say, as successfully as anybody in terms of national championships, and he is hitting the transfer portal.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to tell me that the rest of the country, you and the two service academies that aren't doing, they're all doing it wrong, but you're doing it right? We know, no. Okay. When the guy that's beating you over the head with it in the second half of that game is saying, yeah, we got to hit it, but we do it to fill holes, I would lean towards more, okay, that's the right way than, no, I want 0%. I'm just going to develop my guys, and you're doing that out of, let's be real, this is about ego.
Yep.
And he's going to have to drop it at some point. It's very obvious. I mean, it just hit him over the head in the second half.
Yes. I mean, and it's just like, you know, again, I don't know. I don't know what the NIL at Clemson is. I don't know what the, you know, I don't. I think, you know, any SEC team is probably going to have a pretty big advantage there. But I just, like, more so the players on the field, I thought it was a cowardly called football game from Clemson. Like, there was a 4th-and-1 in the third quarter that, granted, was on like the 32-yard line for Clemson, but they punted. They were losing the game and they punted on a 4th-and-1, you know, losing in the third quarter. And I think maybe by more than a touchdown even. So it just kind of, it's not even just the easy thing to say is, oh, the NIL and the transfer portal, he hasn't adapted. But it's like the coaching and the decisions and the hires and your OC and all these other things, those are just as big a problems for Clemson that nobody really focuses on, because the most obvious one is the lack of adaptation. But it's not just that. It's not just contained to that. It's a bigger problem with Clemson. I mean, Dabo was a guy who we talked about as the successor to Saban. That's, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, we said he's going to be the guy that goes to Bama and is the successor of the greatest coach, or one of the two greatest coaches to have ever lived. And we didn't even mention him when this coaching cycle came around. His name didn't even come up. I don't think anybody's...
He didn't get an interview.
Yeah.
Because again, he won't change.
I don't think anybody's...
Schools know that. Feinbaum was talking about that this morning.
Yeah. I don't think anybody's stock has been hurt more in the last 4 or 5 years than Dabo in college coaching. I mean, even Bobby Petrino is back putting up 70 on your head tap.
Yeah, I saw that.
I mean, so, hey, and it's that Boise quarterback.
The black kid?
Yeah, Taylen Green. Mm-hmm. I'm still trying to figure out what Boise State was doing last year with the whole subbing in and out. That's why Avalos got fired. He's somewhere now, though. I can't remember. I think he's a DC for somebody. But yeah, man, I feel like it's not as simple as just transfer portal. Like, that quarterback's not good. Klubnik, he's just not very good.
Right.
You
haven't developed him in the way that you say that's what you're going to do for players.
Right. And also, like, how are Clemson used to have who? I mean, DeAndre Hopkins.
Trevor Lawrence used to have players. I mean, Deshaun.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, Clemson used to have a ton of T. Higgins.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they have literally no explosion on the perimeter. Like, I mean, I watched the whole game, and I was disturbed by how outclassed Clemson looked. Like, I get it. Georgia is the best team in America, and they're going to look like that against 99.9% of teams. But let's not act like Clemson wasn't supposed to be competitive in that game. They were only a 10-point dog. I mean, they were 14 in the country on a neutral site. I mean, you know, you're bringing a lot of your pieces back. Defense was fine. I think they at some point let go of the rope because they were out there on the field for so long. Not totally unlike what happened in Florida State last night. I mean, you can only put your offense, defense out there for so long before they break, especially against a good running game. But yeah, Georgia didn't have their starting running back. Georgia didn't. They lost their best defensive player, you know, in the middle of that game, and it was still a rout. So I thought it was just a holistic embarrassment for Clemson.
So it's the three service academies and Clemson that did not take transfers. Now, the service academies don't take transfers, you know, for a number, but they also don't do NIL.
Mm-hmm.
Clemson has NIL. He just says, I'm not taking any transfers. That NIL will be for my guys that I brought out. You can't get any more stubborn than what he's doing.
Yep.
And again, when you have the result on the field, somebody doing it at the highest level, Kirby Smart goes out there and, you know, you're going to have a harder time what they're listening to. Nobody's going to believe him. He can go on and on about his principles and all that stuff. In the end, nobody's going to buy it. And they're not going to buy it. What was last year? A 9-win season. Because you've raised the bar to a point where they're expecting championships, you're not going to be able to continue to attain that or have that kind of culture if you're not going and filling the holes with transfer portal guys. Again, you have NIL. The service academies are not enrolling anybody because they don't have any NIL. Who's transferring to a service academy? That's a commitment.
Yep.
They're not transferring to Clemson because he's got the door closed. And they've got all the NIL in the world that they need in the world. He's just saying, no, I'm not playing that game. We're just going to do it with our own. That's not going to work at the level that his fans are going to demand it. It's frankly a level that he's raised it to.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just, this is completely Coach K saying no one and dones, but then having to fold up like a lawn chair and take one and dones. Because if you're going to operate at the highest level, which your fans expect you to, because that's what you've taken the culture to, you're going to have to do what it takes to stay there. And this is ridiculous. Like, it'd be one thing if Kirby Smart's not doing it and you want to match him up. Mm-hmm. If Nick Saban's not doing it and you're trying to say, you know what, I'm going to be like that. We're going to go old school here.
Yep.
This is not old school versus new school. This is everybody versus just you.
Yep.
And so you're not going to be the one that's going to stand up in the wave of this. And what it is, it's progress in college football.
Absolutely.
And you shouldn't be Penny Hardawaying it, you know, or Deion Sandersing it in terms of replacing everything every year, but you should be replacing, you know, key pieces. That's how you use this to your advantage. You know, one here, one there.
Absolutely. So
that'll be in a fool just because, you know, because he can be here, but he'll eventually come around.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's because he's losing ground. It's not Clemson. It's, I mean, Florida State was the favorite coming into the year, and it ain't Clemson anymore. It ain't Florida State anymore. Well, and it ain't Clemson.
Nobody's going to buy that you're some better man than the rest of us because you want to develop your own guys. That's all stoked in ego, too, because you're saying the guys I pick are the right ones. They're going to pay off. This is college football in 2024. If you want to continue to win championships, ask Kirby. Ask Nick Saban. Ask all of them. They were all taking transfers. You're going to be the only one. Nuh-uh. This doesn't work here. You're not Jesus.
Yep.
You know?
No. So, I mean, I'm over it, man. It's like, you got it's time to produce, bro.
Simple.
Because you have not done that.
That should have been a reminder to him. And if you were taking true accountability, like he said he is for this loss, it would be that. It would be, I got to change some things.
Yep.
And it's really sort of about your approach. And again, filling some holes. You got some talent there. But until you're filling the key ones up with, you know, the ceiling, high elite talent, he's not going to win at the level those fans expect him to.
There's no doubt about that. So he's complaining. He's doing a lot of complaining, but he's not doing a lot of winning.
Nobody's going to give you credit for being some savior of college football, you know, because you're top. This is ridiculously stubborn.
Yeah. So anyway, good stuff there from or maybe not some good stuff, just some stuff, some bad stuff coming out of Clemson. We'll come back. Jeff Collins is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about Memphis's opener, the experience in Simmons Bank. He wrote a column. Get his thoughts on all that and more. Stick around. Jason and John, ID Chart FM, ESPN.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.